HQ presents Every Little Secret by Sarah Clark, read by Katie Federman.
Prologue. It's widely understood that unconditional love is reserved for a child. Not for your brother or sister, not your husband or wife. It's not even expected for your mother or father. Unconditional love is one way, and it can be a lonely journey. If you're not sure that your child deserves it. If they say hurtful things, make selfish choices, turn on the people who love them the most. Can you push back against the forces of motherhood? Put your hand up and plead, "It's different for me. My child is not to be trusted anymore. I choose to give my unconditional love to someone else." I don't know the answer to that question. Soon I will be tested, but not yet. Tonight I can look down at my sleeping child, so perfect and innocent in slumber, and still enjoy the miracle of motherhood. I can graze their forehead with my lips, tuck in the duvet, whisper that I love them, and mean it. Then I can close their bedroom door behind me, walk downstairs, and return to my husband. Chapter 1. Grace. 2019. Grace gives Marcus an imploring stare, but he's immune to her plea. "Just do it," his eyes say. No sympathy there. She stares around the room, but there's no option for escape either. She feels vulnerable, still in her pajamas, sleepy dust lurking in the four corners of her eyes, her body trapped by their increasingly unnecessary winter duvet. She takes a deep breath and surrenders to the inevitable.
"Do you like it, Mummy?"
Grace swallows the tepid liquid and tries to ignore its pallid tone and the suspicious brown dots floating on the surface.
"It's delicious, honey. Best cup of tea I've ever tasted."
Kaya smiles, relief etched into her face. She's always been like this, carrying the weight of an inbuilt urge to succeed.
"I made a card, too."
Grace takes the folded piece of cardboard from her daughter's proffered hand and sneaks a look at her husband, who's loitering behind the bed like a spare part. Perhaps that is his role today. This is the 8th Mother's Day that they've celebrated as a family, but even now, with Kaya's glittery "I love you, Mummy" sparkling from inside the card, it causes a lump to form in her throat. Theirs wasn't the smoothest route to parenthood, and Kaya still feels like a gift.
"Kaya has offered to make breakfast too,"
Marcus offers, the tease in his voice apparent to everyone over the age of about 10.
"Gosh, what a treat,"
Grace spars back.
"Perhaps you could make breakfast for Daddy as well."
"I'm sure he'd love that."
He's avoided the milky cup of tea. She doesn't see why he should miss out on burned toast or stodgy pancakes too.
"I'm not making Daddy's breakfast."
Grace sits up straighter in bed. Kaya is usually such a Daddy's girl.
"Why not?"
she asks.
"It's Mother's Day,"
Kaya replies quickly, as though surprised Grace hasn't worked that out.
"It's not his turn."
Grace relaxes back against the headboard and smiles.
"Yes, of course. Perhaps Daddy could help you make breakfast then." "I'm nearly 8, I can do it by myself,"
Kaya announces.
"It appears that I'm redundant then,"
Marcus says, holding up his hands with mock offence.
"In that case, I'll go for a shower instead."
Grace watches her husband walk into their ensuite bathroom, the muscles in his back expanding and sliding over bone as he stretches out his shoulders. His professional career ended 7 years ago, but he still trains with the determination of an athlete. Then she turns back to Kaya, who's eyeing the bed with a longing expression. Grace smiles her approval, lifts up the duvet and lets Kaya wriggle inside until their heads are parallel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?